Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 until 4, live after 4 o'clock on the iHeart app. John Cobell On Demand Podcast, so you can listen to what you missed. And we're live on Instagram right now, too. I'll tell you why in about 15 seconds. Obviously, we've got a lot of election coverage, even though the flow of votes has trickled to almost nothing. What a stupid system in L.A. County and in California. Only about half the votes are in. I don't know what this system is about. How could you have only 50% of the vote in 18 hours after the polls close? It's nuts. And just briefly, because we're going to have a lot of time to get into this, Nathan Hochman is going to be on the show with us in an hour. He's in the number two position right now behind George Gascon. Gascon is at only 21% of the vote. Hochman at 17. John Hatami at 13. Nobody else in double digits. We'll talk to Hochman coming up at 2 o'clock. And now in just seconds, we're going to talk to Steve Garvey, because Steve Garvey and Adam Schiff are extremely close. They're both going to be in the runoff in November for U.S. Senate. Schiff is up by 0.8 of a percentage point, 33.2 to 32.4. And over 3.6 million votes have been totaled up so far, about 55% of the vote. And Garvey's only 27,000 votes behind Schiff. You know who got smoked, who just got skunked? Katie Porter. She's nearly 20 points behind Garvey, which Garvey did really better than expected. And let's get him on. Steve Garvey.
How are you, John?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, I'll tell you, exhausted, number one. Because, and by the way, thanks for allowing me to share my voice to all the listeners, along with Tim Conway Jr. But it's only been 5 months. I'm so proud of our team. I'm proud of the people for standing up, for listening to what I've had to say, and then saying, you know, Steve, we agree with you. We believe in you. We know it's about our cost of living. It's about crime in the streets. It's about the border. You've been talking to us about issues that we deal with every day. And the registration, John, every county has set a record in people registering over the last 3 or 4 months. And that's what really excites me is people are starting to get engaged again. And, you know, you and I talked, there's been a malaise in California. It's a one-party system. People have been beaten down. They haven't seen anybody that they could engage in and believe in. So last night, the people have spoken. But like you say, you know, 50%, I'm battling it out with Schiff because I want to win the primary. But we have a pretty good lead in the secondary seat voting right now. So we're ready to go. I called it the first game of a doubleheader. We're ready to go the next nine innings, and we're going to win because more and more people are going to stand up and make a statement.
How's your campaign going to change now that you are likely to have Schiff as a one-on-one opponent? And you don't have to deal with Katie Porter and Barbara Lee because you do these debates and it was three against one. And they were all shouting at you at the same time. Now it's going to be a much more personal square off against Schiff. So what are you going to do differently? And what issues are you going to emphasize more or less?
Well, John, we're not going to do much differently. Look where we've come in 5 months as compared to 25 years for my competitor. Career politician. His policies have failed the people. The quality of life isn't what it was 3-4 years ago. We're going to continue to message to the people about their daily lives. And just like I said before, it is crime in the streets. It is the economy, inflation. It is the border. You know, I've gone to these places, and I'm going to go back to these places and continue to talk to the people. Tell the U.S. Border Patrol that they put their lives on the line, just like the police and sheriffs do every day. And we've had a pretty good business plan and game plan, and that is continue to reach the people. Don't change the message, and we're going to continue to grow our vote. My competitor, you know, is what he is. And you know what? I'm talking to families. I'm talking to moms about their struggles now, you know, about simple things like getting our kids to their games, traveling ball, having to be concerned about the cost of gas. And can we stay at a hotel and spend the whole weekend like we used to with a family? You know, those memories that are created. So we are going to sit down in the next 5 or 6 days and put a game plan together. That's going to have the same honest, straightforward message. And people know me and they've spoken. I mean, we've shocked not only California, but the country. I mean, everybody's watching us from Washington all the way to the ocean. And we'll have to power up a little bit because now it's this stretch run. And as time goes on, hopefully I'll be able to share with you the things that we are adding to this campaign because we're listening on a daily basis to what the people say.
When I saw you do the first debate, and actually I heard much more of that debate than I saw, and maybe it was listening on the radio, you get a different perspective. And I told you this, you came across as so normal and even keeled and talking about issues that normal people care about. And I heard Schiff and Katie Porter and Barbara Lee really all screaming hysterically at you. Over your voting and it was remarkable. And I went on Channel 5 a couple of days later, an anchor questioned me and what did I think of the debate? And I said, Garvey came across as really normal because there were others on the panel trying to paint you as out of your depth, not prepared. And I said, no, he came across as normal. I said, I think he's going to hit big with people. And I remember the anchor's eyes kind of bugged out. Like he didn't understand it because they don't know how to look at life through the eyes of regular people. The way you described, you know, a family trying to go to a baseball game and want to stay at a hotel and they can't afford it. They don't look at it that way. They look at it through their political insider prism and they get a completely distorted vision of what that debate was about.
Yeah, Johnny, you know, people have had blinders on, and especially my opponents in that party. It's blinders. My opponents only running for half the people at most. They vote 98-97% down party lines. And by the way, he's running for power, and it's a deceitful quest for power. By looking down at the people and lying to them. You know, I said, you know, at that debate, they started pushing me and, you know, they've mistaken kindness for weakness. And I finally looked at them and said, sir, you've been censored in Congress, one of only three people in history. And I said, by the way, you lied to 300 million people and you can't take that back. And everybody went, ooh. But, you know, this guy that most people know that went out and played hard on the field with passion and, you know, won, lost and got up again and played with injuries and so forth, I won't be pushed around. And like I said in my speech last night, I will have political courage to challenge those that I feel don't have the best interests of the people. And it's resonating. And I've said, I'm your neighbor. I've lived in 7 or 8 different places in California. But the currency of playing in front of millions of people for 20 years plus, and then going back into the community since then. And I told you, I love this state. I love the people. I mean, that's why at 75, I'm running. People say, you don't have to do this. Why are you doing this? I said, because, you know, somebody has to stand up. Somebody has to stand up for the people. And their voice will take me back to Washington. I'll be there as a senator next year at this time. And I will already have spoken to the other 99 senators. And my opponents look at me as if, oh, you'll not do that. But I will. And I'll look in the eye and say, I'm Steve Garvey. I want to work with you for the best interests of this country. And I think it's refreshing to people. They say, thank you for running. God bless. We haven't heard that. And we don't know why we haven't stood up. We're better than this. And I say, well, if you vote, if you use the single greatest currency that we have in this country, I said, I'll be your voice. You'll talk to me for the next 8 months and tell me what you want, and I'll go to Washington and make sure that happens.
You know, I thought was one of your more effective moments in the debate is when they were the moderators trying to pin you on policy, and that you didn't have detailed policy like Schiff, for example, and you said, well, their policies failed. And I think that's a great thing to keep emphasizing, because if anybody looks out the window about life in California, especially Los Angeles, that is a failure of all these progressive policies from Washington down to the local city council. Nobody's happy with day-to-day life, the way it looks, the way it feels, because they failed. They had their run and they failed at it.
Well, and they're always talking about priorities. You know, they owe people. I don't owe anybody anything. I'm not a politician. I'm somebody that's had success in life and understands people and their needs, deeply involved in charities, raising money for cures. But they have priorities, and it's not the people. That's why, you know, I turned the TV on. You and I talked almost a year ago. And it was a snarkiness between politicians. It was a dysfunctional Washington. And I'm thinking to myself, and this is who we hired? There's got to be somebody that we can get behind. And there wasn't. And finally, I tapped my wife on the shoulder that day. And she turned around and I said, honey, let's run for the Senate. Yeah, our wives have that true vision. And she turned over. And then she turned around, looked back and said, aren't you a little young? So the humor really got us to start thinking, and it took a while to find a pathway. And it's very narrow because of the odds, you know, the outnumbering of Democrats. Yeah.
Can you stay another segment?
Yeah. Let me just quickly finish that. We are doing so well with independents and undecided. And I think that's going to be the key to our success.
That's what I want to talk to you about making inroads with independents, undecideds, and some Democrats. So hang on the line. Right. Steve Garvey, he is neck and neck with Adam Schiff to win the California primary for Senate. They both get in no matter how it exactly turns out.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're live on Instagram because we're talking to Steve Garvey. Steve Garvey right now is neck and neck in the California primary for U.S. Senate. Whether Schiff wins by a hair, Adam Schiff, or Steve Garvey wins by a hair, both are going into the runoff in November. Right now, Schiff is at 33%, Garvey 32%, and only 27,000 votes separate them out of over 3.6 million cast. And there's still 52% of the state votes still to come in, so more than half the vote is outstanding. So anyway, let's continue talking with Steve. Steve, at the end of the last segment, you talked about wanting to, when you restart your campaign,
sure,
get, because obviously you got a Republican votes, a lot of Republican votes during this primary, more independent votes, more votes from Democrats. I mean, you know, you look at the numbers and, you know, all the commentators harp on this. The Democrats are 46% of the state. The Republicans are 24%. There's about 30% independents or other parties. So you're going to have a message that doesn't just hit a purely Republican voter, but everybody else, even, you know, get some Democrats too. What is it that you're going to say and do to reach out to them that you think they'd find appealing?
Yes, well, it's just exactly what we're talking about. Somebody that's not talking about prejudice. Someone who's not talking about looking down at the people and telling them what's good for them. You know, I have talked about it's a suppression of the people's voices. It's about time the people had a chance to stand up and tell Washington what they want instead of the other way around. So we're going to keep talking to the people, looking them in the eye instead of looking down to them, and talking about their quality of life and how, when I get back to Washington, I'll start to focus on the things that affect them on a daily basis. Let's get back to a free market capitalism. Let's get back to lower taxes. Let's get capital flowing again into the hands of the people. Let's make it easier to start a small business. You know, small business is the foundation of this country. But a lot of people who had small businesses and just couldn't run them anymore, they're the people that left California. They're part of that 1.2 million that left California. And not only did they take closed businesses with them, they took taxes with them. So a lot of good, strong, middle class, hardworking Californians that paid good taxes, they left. And that's why all of a sudden this surplus we had is a deficit now. And we literally, you know, have a two-layered status in California. We have the wealthy and we have the welfare and a shrinking middle class who is just saying, you know, tell me how I can get out of this. Tell me if your leadership will be able to make a difference. And I keep telling them, I guarantee it will, because I'm not going to vote down party lines 98%. I'm going to look at what's good for the people and build coalitions. You know, we talked about this. I'm a team builder. I unite people. And people are responding to that. And like you first mentioned, in a simple way, not only were the voice voting for me, but that they're registering to vote so they can make a statement.
You know what? One of the issues that you've highlighted, to me, aren't political issues. If inflation goes up 30% in the grocery stores, which it has, you know, the price of eggs, I don't see how that's a Democrat or Republican issue. That's the price of eggs shooting way too high. If you're walking the street and you're terrified that you're going to be robbed and you're going to have your watch ripped off your wrist, that's not, you're not being targeted by the thief because of your politics. It's because he's a thief and he wants your stuff. And I don't understand how this becomes a political debate. Nobody wants to be robbed and nobody wants to pay double the price for eggs.
You know, we're going to the store and buying things at on the price tag. People can come in and steal $950, and that's okay. You know, they can't haul away, and they can't let justice take. That's crazy. What has America come to? So when I'm talking, I said before, I never took the field for Republicans, Democrats, Independents. I took the field for all the fans, and now I'm running for all the people. And yeah, it's the conservatives, but the independents and the undecided and the moderates, whether it's Republican or Democrat, but mostly Democrats, who've been neglected too. They say, wait a minute, my party's so far left, they don't care about me anymore. They're talking over my head. Those are the people that are coming up to me and saying, Steve, I never voted Republican, but I'm going to vote for you because you're talking to my quality of life. And along with a few Giant fans who came up and said, Garth, you know, we hate the Dodgers, we're going to vote for you now. There's reason for optimism. And that's why we think these next 8 months, and we talk about the second game of doubleheader, are going to see a continuous growth in people relating to me.
Well, I think you ran a remarkable campaign. I mean, you came really from almost zero and you had all the political experts practically laughing at you, and now you got a third of the vote, and you're neck and neck with Adam Schiff, and you're definitely going to the runoff. So congratulations. Whatever you did, whyever you did it, it really worked. And most didn't expect it. So maybe you know something that they don't. So listen, you're welcome to come here anytime you want and talk further about this.
Well, John, thank you so much. Sharing your voice reaches, obviously, quite a few people. And I want to thank you. And I do look forward to next time.
Okay. All right, good. Talk with you soon. Steve Garvey, former L.A. Dodger, San Diego Padre, and now he's about to be in the runoff to be a U.S. Senator against Adam Schiff. More coming up. We got Nathan Achman, who's number two in the race for district attorney right now, a little bit behind Gascon. Top two go on to November as well. He's a little bit ahead of Jonathan Hatami. We'll talk about all that after 2 o'clock with him.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand. Say it along with me. And you can listen to what you missed. And if you're tuning in this moment, you just missed a half hour with Steve Garvey. Steve was on with us since 1 o'clock. Because he and Adam Schiff are going to the runoff in November for U.S. Senate. And they're only less than a point apart. But it doesn't really matter because top two go in. Neither have 50%. They're at 33 and 32%, Schiff and Garvey. And nobody else is close. Katie Porter, Mrs. Potato Head, only got 13%. And Barbara Lee, that nut from Oakland who wanted to make the minimum wage $50 an hour to shake fries and flip burgers, she only got 9%. So that one is pretty set. Again, the number of votes that have been counted are ridiculous. I mean, it's less than 50% of the Senate race. That's an unacceptable, stupid system. And the longer they have the votes and they're not counting them, the more suspicious I get, the more time they have. And it's almost as bad here in L.A. County. Only 55% of the vote is counted. And I really don't trust L.A. County. Dean Logan, who's the registrar, geez. You should go look him up on Google. Anyway, Gascon is winning for D.A. with 21%. And people are shocked, and this was entirely expected because the opponents of Gascon, well, there were 11 people running against him, And there was only one who would continue Gascon's policy, and that was Jeff Chemerinsky. He only got 7%. So he was back in the pack. The nightmare would have been if Gascon and Chemerinsky finished 1-2. And we are going to talk with Nathan Hochman because he is the number two guy, and we will talk to him in just moments. John Hatami is third. It's Gascon with 21, Hochman with 17.7, Hatami with 13.4, so he's still in the race. But he's got 4 points to make up with almost half the vote to go. We're now going to talk to Carl DeMaio. Carl DeMaio running for state assembly, and he has run Reform California for a number of years. He's been one of the few activists for normal people, for the good guys. And let's talk to him now and see how things are going in his race. Carl, how are you?
I am doing well, and we're very grateful that voters rejected the last-minute dishonest attacks from the Sacramento swamp. From both sides of the political spectrum, both Republican organizations, donors, lobbyists, who frankly, the establishment on the Republican side has failed us, and they know that I'm a change agent. And of course, the Democrats who benefit from the corrupt system in Sacramento. John, they spent $1.4 million in just 4 weeks against me. And we got our volunteers out there, our supporters from across the state. And as a result of their support, we were able to push back the Sacramento swamp attack. And we won the first place spot in the assembly seat. And it doesn't matter who I face in November. It'll either be a rhino Republican or a Democrat.
Let me go through the numbers so people know. And this is District 75. And what towns does District 75 cover so people know?
It's the east and northern portions of San Diego County. So it goes all the way out to Borrego and includes Julian, Ramona, Lakeside, Poway, Fallbrook. It goes all the way down to the U.S.-Mexico border. So I will be the border representative, and I plan to take that responsibility very seriously in terms of being a watchdog as to what's really going on at our southern border.
Well, right now you're at almost 44% of the vote. Another Republican, Andrew Hayes, is at 16. So obviously you've got a big win there. And Kevin Juza is actually second place at 19%. So it's at 43, Juza, Democrat at 19, Andrew Hayes at 16. So if things continue this way, it's going to be you against Kevin Juza.
Yeah, but remember, it's really me against the Sacramento swamp. The Sacramento swamp gave money, and the $1.4 million was spent to try to boost this rhino Republican into the runoff, because they want to tie me down. They don't want me traveling the state, as I've done every single campaign cycle with Reform California, to try to flip seats to break their supermajority. And they also know that I'm going to be taking a lead role in passing the California Taxpayer Protection Initiative that we got qualified on the November ballot to protect Prop 13. And they are terrified of that. So that what they're trying to do is, and that's what the $1.4 million campaign that they ran against me unsuccessfully was all designed to try to muddy the waters and potentially knock me out of even getting into the runoff. It didn't work, but we have to recognize that they're going to come for us in the general election, no matter who our opponent is.
What is it that they're trying to protect? Why is it that they fear you? Because you've been on our show dozens of times, and it's always on an issue or some kind of referendum that most people would agree on, that most people would say
the gas tax repeal.
Gas tax repeal, for example. Yes. And we were right on the gas tax repeal, because since that gas tax went in, they've squandered all the money.
And they lied to voters on the ballot when we put our initiative on the ballot to repeal it. They changed our title at the last second to basically commit election fraud. They wanted to deprive voters of an honest ballot, and they deceived voters. And that's exactly why they don't want me in the legislature. They know I'm going to shine a light on their corrupt system, their corrupt practices, their self-dealing. These are powerful interests that are getting benefit at our expense, John. They are raising our taxes. They're cutting our services. They're giving themselves special exemptions. The Panera Bread, scandal that we see in the past week alone. It's pay-to-play politics for the very influential and rich, powerful groups. The rest of us get the shaft. The rest of us get enforcement actions against us. We lose our freedoms. They regulate our businesses. It's a never-ending cycle of government intrusion. And they know that I'm going to be shining a light on that. And it terrifies them because they like their system because it basically has been unchallenged for about 20 years because no politicians up there seem to really want to rock the boat. I'm willing to rock the boat. I'm supported by the independent grassroots activists at Reform California. I don't need the powerful lobbyists' money. I need the support of grassroots activists who propelled the victory that we saw last night.
I seem to sense that there is this shifting going on among people in their political views. I don't know if you saw the San Francisco Chronicle today, but they had a headline. I'm going to call it up right now so I get it exactly right. San Francisco Chronicle, top of the page, it said, "Progressivism is out for now. Voters make it clear San Francisco can no longer be called a progressive city." Things are changing. I mean, I think Steve Garvey's showing in the Senate race was also another sign to actually tie Adam Schiff for the top spot. And I think your big win here by 25 points is also another sign.
Yeah, I would agree that voters don't want these extreme policies. I think they've been sending that message for a while. Politicians haven't been listening. But I haven't seen the change in policy from Sacramento or City Hall in San Francisco, or frankly, even the San Francisco Chronicle's own editorial page. None of these powerful interests have changed their behavior, even though they have failed so miserably. Because people are fleeing the state, that should be an indication of their failure. But they've not changed their bad policies. So I think that what we need is a good old-fashioned intervention. And that's what Reform California is trying to achieve, not only with my seat in San Diego, but we've endorsed and recruited and supported candidates across the state of California for state assembly, state senate. They did very well last night. I'm very pumped up and excited about getting a Reform California caucus created in Sacramento, but I need people to help me fight the swamp. And so if they can go on the website, sign up as a volunteer, or contribute, go to reformcalifornia.org. That's reformcalifornia.org. I can't fight the Sacramento swamp alone.
Oh, I know.
It's impossible. But all of us together can.
Carl, thanks for coming on. We'll talk again soon. Congratulations.
Thanks so much, John. Thank you.
Carl DeMaio having a good night in the San Diego area. More coming up. Nathan Hochman after 2. We're talking to a lot of winners or people who did really well in the fight against all this progressive destruction in the state.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up right after 2 o'clock, we're going to have Nathan Hochman on. He is at the moment number 2 behind Gascon in the race for district attorney. He would be in the runoff against Gascon. He's a former U.S. Assistant Attorney General. Right now he's at 17.7%, Gascon at 21.4%. John Hatami third at 13.4%, followed by Deborah Archuleta at about 9%. Maria Ramirez about 7.5%. Jeff Shemerinsky 7%. John McKinney 6%. Eric Siddall 6%. I had given 2 recommendations, Hatami and McKinney, hoping they would get the top 2 spots. But I did say there were a number of excellent candidates. I just didn't want to list 6 endorsements and split the vote unnecessarily. But Hochman is one of the best candidates as well. And so if you did vote for Hatami or McKinney, then you vote for Nathan Hochman come November. Because the object is to get rid of George Gascon, and Hochman is very well financed. He had the best television budget out there, and that really matters. He raised $2.5 million. He raised at least 3 times as much as Hatami, if not more. And Hochman and Hatami were the only ones I saw doing television commercials. And I just knew that without the TV ads early and often, and Hochman was early and often with TV, that the rest of the candidates were going to have a struggle. And we had said that all the opponents of Gascon have similar messages, but it's going to split the vote up too many different ways, and that's going to allow Gascon to sneak in. If we were down to just two or three opponents of Gascon, it might have been different, and Gascon would have been squeezed out. So what happened, I read, you know, some people online are in shock that Gascon got in there. Well, he was going to go get in there with 10 other candidates opposing him. Most people didn't know most of these candidates. Hochman stood out with his TV ads, some name recognition because he'd run for attorney general here in California. Hatami had stood out as well. He had these high-profile cases involving two murdered children. Jeff Chemerinsky had a famous name. He had Gascon's policies. Didn't see him on TV, a lot online, and he finished in sixth place. And that would have been the nightmare if Gascon and Chemerinsky had finished 1 and 2. That didn't happen. You'd have to think, though, that while Chemerinsky's 7% will go to Gascon, roughly, you've got to think that if Hatami doesn't squeeze out second place, a lot of his votes, I hope, are going to go to Hochman. John McKinney's votes going to Hochman. Same thing with Deborah Archuleta, Maria Ramirez, Eric Sadal. I think they should all go to Hochman because Gascon, as an incumbent, to only get 21%, that's a terrible showing. And that's in line with his approval rating. His approval rating is about at 25%. Now, I'm sure he's going to run an aggressive, dirty campaign, but Hochman's really tough. And we're going to talk to Nathan Hochman coming up, and I think it's obvious that I'm going to give him my full support on the show here. Like Steve Garvey, Nathan can come on as often, as many times as he wants, because Gascon is the real cancer in Los Angeles County, and he's got to be removed. And if Hochman's the guy, then Hochman's the guy, and that's actually great because he's an excellent candidate. And if Hatami somehow squeaks in, that would be great too. And everybody else, a lot of them were qualified. A lot of them would have been great, but a lot of these people just didn't have name recognition, didn't have money. And name recognition is the first thing you have to have when you're running for something. And there's a lot of people ignorant and don't really know what Gascon has done. You'd be shocked how many people don't know what's going on because we don't have a media that covers day-to-day politics and day-to-day the day-to-day workings of the district attorney's office. What they just show you is the result of bad policies. Oh, this jewelry store where there was a smash and grab. Oh, this guy got shot in his house. They show you that. They don't show you or explain all the policies that lead up to it. We do. So people who listen to our show, they know what's going on. People who were just scrolling on social media all day and look at their texts, they don't know. And they'll go for the name. And Hochman's name was, I watched a lot of news channels and news shows, and his commercials were all over the place. Hatami, to some extent, late, especially on the radio. And the rest of them, really, I didn't see him as a media presence because they didn't raise the money. And that's just the hard, cold reality of the world. We're going to talk to Nathan Hochman coming up after Deborah's News. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.